Let's start with the governor's race. So right now, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox is ahead of former Governor John Huntsman by just about 3 points. So what should we expect in the next couple of days or even weeks as the ballots are being counted?
Well, if this was a head-to-head race, it'd be a lot easier to have projections of what each candidate needed to do in order to win, but it's a four-way race. So we don't know how the two candidates at the bottom, Greg Hughes and Thomas Wright, we don't know how those ballots are going to break towards them. We also don't know how many ballots are outstanding. There was an estimate given to reporters yesterday that it could have been around 100,000 ballots out there. That seems like a lot. If it's more than that, then I would suspect that Huntsman has a wider path to catch Cox. So this thing is going to tighten. I don't know how much it's going to tighten. But, you know, late votes may break a little bit more towards Huntsman.
Moving on to the 4th congressional district race, Burgess Owens, the former NFL player, he sort of swept that primary. He got 45% of the vote. And looking ahead towards the general election, what do you think his chances are of defeating the incumbent, the Democrat, Ben McAdams, in the fall?
On paper, they should be good. That is a primarily Republican district, but Burgess Owens is, I want to say, not quite suited for the voters in that district. He is very much tied himself to President Donald Trump. The 4th congressional district was the worst congressional district for Trump in 2016. His approval ratings in that district have stayed around 39%. The 4th congressional district is not Trump country. Now, he's going to have a really tough time overcoming that with Ben McAdams, who is an incumbent. He won very narrowly in 2018, but he's sort of walked the middle road by partisanship. And, you know, Owens is much farther to the right than any of the other candidates would have been. So I think that this is probably the best possible matchup for Ben McAdams. He make no mistake, he's going to have a tough time hanging on to that seat.
Yeah, and so moving on to sort of like the next highlight here, and probably the biggest surprise of the night, was that State Senator Lyle Hilliard lost his seat. So what's the significance of that in the State House?
Well, Lyle Hilliard, he first won election in 1979. So he's been on the Hill for 40 years. So he's been an absolute fixture up there. He knows how everything works. He was one of the public faces of the failed tax reform from last year, and he paid the price for it. I think we got an indication during the final days of the campaign that Hilliard knew he was in a little bit of trouble because he started attacking his opponent, which he's never had to do. He's never really had a credible primary opponent or even a credible general election opponent in the last four decades. So he was in a position he wasn't expected to be in. It's a big loss for the Senate.
Yeah. And so state election officials have been saying that they're anticipating a high turnout for this primary. So do you think that it's going to end up being a high turnout? And if so, why do you think there's an increased interest this year?
Well, it's vote by mail. That's so easy to do. I mean, that automatically boosts turnout. We've seen higher turnouts in the past because of vote by mail. But you got to get people to turn those ballots in, right? But I think that there's just been a heightened interest in politics, given the fact that we have the first truly open governor seat since 1992. People are very engaged in the day-to-day thing. Even casual observers, I think, are getting engaged in politics. And so that's why we're seeing the numbers tick up in terms of turnout.
All right. Brian Schott, managing editor for UtahPolicy.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.